This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. The Senate signed off yesterday on a measure that aims to restore funding to health care. Sounds good, right? The opposition, including 20-plus year member of the legislature, Senator Robert Adley, was quick to point out that approving the measure may back lawmakers into a budgetary corner. The bill would constitutionally lock up some funds to draw down more matching contribution from the federal government, but healthcare and higher education are two of the few areas of the budget that aren't already constitutionally dedicated. Locking up healthcare means higher education may face more cuts in the future. Senators rejected a compromise. Adley offered an amendment to lock up just part of the funding. Senator Sherry Buffington, who fielded the bill for House Speaker Chuck Cleckley, criticized Adley, saying education wasn't the matter at hand.
I voted for tuition autonomy. I voted for fee increases. All of those things. And respectfully to my good friend, Senator Adley, if you wanted to fund higher ed, bring a bill.
Adley warned the Senate chamber.
1 year from now, LSU, it's not going to be Tier 1 university. It's on the verge of not being there now. And the answer to fix those problems is bring a bill. I'm warning you. I know how you're going to vote. You're going to dedicate one more time. You're going to regret it, but I can't make you believe it. I know.
If the House votes to concur with the Senate, the fund will be on a statewide ballot in November of 2014. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.